Morning. Please welcome Rusty Blackwell to the program to talk a little bit about the Kindness Mobile Thrift Shop. Rusty, good morning.
Good morning, John, and KUIC, Vacaville, Fairfield. Good morning, everybody.
That's what I'm talking about. Your level of enthusiasm, my friend, is like just a good cup of coffee, which is so rare to find in our KUIC commissary, but it's easy to find on the phone with you. I appreciate that you wanted to take the time just to check in, Rusty, and tell folks who are not familiar with this amazing organization that you put together, what is the Kindness Mobile Thrift Shop, just in general? What do you guys do?
Well, let me tell you one thing, John. This is the Kindness Mobile Thrift Shop is a business started out of necessity to fund a nonprofit. The Rust Cheer Foundation, which is a foundation that I founded with my partner about roughly 2 years ago now when I relocated out here to California from New Jersey. It is a foundation that focuses on single mothers and their children, suicide prevention initiatives, animal rescue, and trying to help source underseen communities. And I know that's a big mouthful for one organization, but I always felt if you can do more, why not? So to help fund this foundation, this nonprofit, 501c3, we needed to do something to help immediately. And grant writing and, you know, fundraising, it just takes so long. And before we knew it, we put out some feelers, and within 36 hours of me putting out information about a vehicle, you know, to go around to different communities, we received an email from someone that had a vehicle, and they donated it to our foundation. Okay. Now, prior to me moving out to California, in New Jersey, after my wife passed, and then a year to the date of my wife passed and my mom passed, I just had so many things. Clothing and jewelry and accessories, and my mom instilled in me the thought of thrift. And I lived near Asbury Park, which anybody knows the East Coast is like just littered with the thrift stores. So basically, that's all we did every weekend. She would circle the newspapers when there were papers and go to flea markets and garage sales and thrift stores. And I just thought, walking from one room to another, why don't I do a mobile one? Because I don't want a building. I don't know what's going to happen to me out here. Maybe a thrift store. So I started looking at buses and things like that, put that on hold. And then full circle, when I moved out here, things just kind of fell into place, and it ended up with a bus.
Exactly. So, which is the idea. Yes, you can see a picture of this stuff along with you on your social media platforms. It's got the Kindness label on the, but it's not a label, it's a sign, for crying out loud.
It's a banner.
Banner. So when you pull up into, and you guys have been all over the place, you've been in prominent community locations, Rusty, taking this out there. Describe some of the places you've been, because folks will probably know and they've probably seen you out there.
Yeah, we've been driving around, and I got to be honest with you, it's not as easy as rolling into places. We have been, sadly, you know, shut down from places. We have been told we can't accept you in places because we're a bus. People understand that we're a nonprofit with an LLC attached to it, but still, maybe space is not right or what have you. But we've been lucky. We've been lucky in Benicia, Vacaville. We've been to a few events. Davis has been wonderful to us. Rodeo. We've been around Petaluma. We try to do things that are not just flea markets. We really don't do that. We'd like to do more of events. We've been to wineries. We've been to schools. We've been to, you know, even a bachelorette party. And this is all within a year. So it gets traction 60% of the time, and then the other 40%, we're kind of struggling. Because when we're not at an event, we still want to be out on a road and just kind of greeting people, engaging people, helping people as much as we can. But even just yesterday, we were rejected for sitting out in front of a place. So it's hard finding a home. It's hard finding a place for us to pull up our 20-foot bus with our little outside display and our inside display and just help people. So, you know, it's been fun. It's been quite a learning experience dealing with so many different types of people. And with the initiatives that are set forth in the nonprofit, when we walk onto the bus, when we drive up and we actually can sit and perform, I like to perform. I like to be in front of people as an ex-cheerleader.
Yeah.
But, it's funny because everybody's got a story. Everybody is a story. And it's something in our initiative resonates with every single person, whether
Absolutely.
It's a loss of a loved one or a friend, whether it's animal security, whether it's mental stability, whether it's being a single mom. We have so many single moms that are like, this is great, and they come on board. And, you know, there have been times we've just opened up the bus and said, just take whatever you want for free. You know, that's the stuff that we wanted to do. And 2 weeks ago, we were just down in L.A. helping out with the fires as best we could. We drove down for a weekend and just gave everything away. So, that's what we do.
It's philanthropic to the max, if you will. Pardon my 1980s expression there. But so, Rusty, for people who want to be a part of this, who want to greet you and let you park, you know, and be a part of their event, how can people connect with you? How can our listeners help you and connect with you?
Well, we're pretty easy. The Kindness Mobile Thrift Shop, the website is basically just that, kindnessmobilethriftshop.com. The Rustier Foundation is The Rustier Foundation, all one word, .org. And on our socials, pretty much the same thing. Kindness Mobile, Thrift Shop on Instagram with an underscore after each word. So kindness underscore mobile underscore thrift shop, like that. And the Rustier Foundation is straight through the Rustier Foundation. And, you know, we have two storage units full of donations. So at this point, I'm going to actually say we're going to slow down on receiving, all the clothing and materials at this point to resume at a later date, but we're really hurting monetarily. So if people go to the websites, they can go ahead and donate to us because we still have some organizations down in the LA area that we're helping out, as well as individually people up in the Vacaville area, in the Fairfield area that we are helping just one-on-one. So if people are willing to spare a quarter, a dollar, a dime, a storage unit, whatever it may be, you know, please reach out. And they can do that at 707-301-3562, 707-301-3562. Our email addresses are literally kindnessmobile@outlook.com and or the Rustier Foundation at outlook.com. And we are still grassroots. It's literally a few of us in our little organization. And I'm just really excited to be here as a new California transplant and learning about the ways of California, the highways, the roads, the construction, the traffic report.
But we got those for you. Rusty, we got them for you. Cynthia Seitz will take care of it. She'll get you from point A to point B. It's what she does. Listen, we appreciate
you. I need her on speed dial to know where we're going to go.
We appreciate you, man. Thank you for taking the time to share this organization. We'll have more of that posted to our socials, too. X, Facebook, and Instagram. You can get to all three at KUIC.com.